The non-commercial movie scene is picking up a little with the revival of the series at the Murdoch Theater tonight with Marwenko, a documentary about a man who treated his own brain damage by building a whole miniature city in his backyard and creating an epic narrative about it, simultaneously earning a reputation as an artist. Marwenko shows tonight at 7:30 in the Murdoch Theater, formerly the 20th Century Club, 536 North Broadway. And this weekend, the Murdoch continues its series of broadcasts of Metropolitan Opera on the big screen with Verdi's Il Trovatore at noon Saturday and 1:30 Sunday, with what the promo claims might be the composer's most melodically rich score. And finally, the Orpheum shows Mr. Bug Goes to Town, also known as Hoppity Goes to Town or Bugville, a 1941 animation with a Frank Lesser Hoagy Carmichael score about a town of bugs threatened by C. Bagley Beetle and some unsympathetic humans at 7 Tuesday. And commercially, we have a quite entertaining movie about a circus in Water for Elephants. The circus looked like a little one-ring traveling operation to me, but the train is enormously long, the cast list of circus personnel is endless, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune refers to the colorful glitz of a three-ring circus. So let's just assume that I was overimpressed by the emphasis on the unglamorous and also unattractive backstage life of the circus personnel. The most impressive of these is Christoph Waltz, slightly varying his villainous role in Inglourious Basterds, as a ringmaster crude enough to take an occasional swing at his wife, Reese Witherspoon, whom he cannot risk beating in any place that will show when she wears show costumes that look skimpier than they turn out to be when late scenes reveal a body stocking. Waltz is of the old ham school, from when ham was always reliable fun, when Charles Laughton and Robert Newton and company enriched the screen. But he lacks the intentional humor that made them so reliable. He's a swaggering, egomaniacal sadist who's always interesting but never likable, and I am not one of his many admirers. But Witherspoon and hero Robert Pattinson are little more than well-acted stereotypes, and none of the other characters are even that. Thankfully, Rosie the Elephant is not made Disney cute and does nothing remarkable, but I could have done with more of the considerable number of other animals. The story is a predictable triangle with some interest contributed by Witherspoon's apparent acceptance of her unpleasant situation as a battered wife afraid of her husband. There's not as much graphic violence as you may expect, but Pattinson does seem to be as impervious to physical harm as Kick-Ass, though Waltz can't damage him too much or he'll have nobody who can control Rosie, who is his star performer. More so than a mere elephant would seem likely to be, how many circuses didn't have one? But she makes an effective partner for Witherspoon. There's nothing particularly special about Water for Elephants. There must have been something more to Sarah Gruen's bestseller in 2006. But it's a good popcorn movie and doesn't pretend to be anything more. Jim Erickson, over and out.